songs that have sad lyrics. To me, there's a difference between being sad and being depressed, and I think being depressed is what happens to you if you don't let yourself be sad. So for me, I get this out of my system, you know, and sometimes I put happy music to the sad lyrics, and that, you know, there's just this kind of life-affirming, beautiful feeling.
I just saw Paul Hill speak at this convention that I was at from the Guilford Four, the guy that was in prison for 15 years for the bombing that he did not commit. But it's interesting you would say that, because he was saying that in his keynote address. He said he did a question and answer session, and during his speech he was talking about how he listened to Lou Reed and in jail. And
Lou Reed is in jail?
No, when he was in jail, he was listening. That's what he was listening, what he listened to, and he said, I listened to Leonard Cohen and Lou Reed. And somebody asked him, you know, don't you think that there's a place that people should be writing uplifting music instead of just music about how terrible everything is? And he said, well, you have to deal with what is terrible. You have to deal with the feeling of how terrible it is before you can, you know, move on to the hope
Absolutely.
That exists there. So
that's exactly what I'm trying to do. You know, because I'm one of those people that hasn't let themselves be properly sad, and I let it all out in my songs instead of in my real life, you know, so I'm trying to do it in my real life now and write less about it.
Well, then we won't have so many great songs, so I'd like to discourage
you.
That.
Okay, then you work on making my life more miserable if it's possible.
Well, I don't want to do that. This is Tricia Haller, and you're listening to Brave New World, and E is here performing some songs live, and he also brought some dats with some things he's been working on in his home studio.
Works in progress.
Yeah. And do you want to tell us about this next song?
This is a song... I haven't really played this to anyone, really, so wish me luck on this one. I hope you like it. It's just a little thing I've been working on in my basement, and it's kind of my answer to U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, because there's something worse. You know, at least you know that you're looking for something. And this song is kind of one step worse than that.
I don't even know.
One step more depressing than U2's. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I don't want to say depressing. Not trying to be depressing.
Okay.
One step more pathetic.
That's a better word.
Well, no, you know what it's like when, I mean, a lot of people live their whole lives that way where you don't even know what you're looking for, you know? I always thought that U2 song was kind of cool. Cause like, I remember hearing that and thinking, wow.
They know, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you say you have the key, but you don't know what it's for, what represents the key? What does the key represent?
Well, that's kind of my Generation X anthem kind of moment there. It's, you know, we've got everything handed to us, but we don't know what the hell to do with any of it.
Got the brains, the college education.
Right. The Beamer.
The Beamer. The philosophy books. The angst and the lousy inherited world to go along with it. And nothing to do.
Something like that. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess it's always been a lousy world, but, you know, some people think it's worse now than ever.
Maybe because we don't have the Brady Bunch and Fred and Ethel.
God rest their souls.
So we're going to hear another live song.
Okay, this is another new one. Should I say something about where I'm playing? I'm playing at,
We completely forgot that we're supposed to be announcing that. That would be nice.
Here's one you can hear me play at...
The Alligator Lounge this Friday.
Friday night. That's right.
The Alligator Lounge is in Santa Monica on Pico Boulevard.
Right. The Virgil Hilts will also be playing.
Virgil Hilts?
Yes, they're excellent.
What do they sound like?
They're part John Coltrane and part... U2, something like that. I mean, you have to see it. You have to be there.
Sounds like I do.
Yeah, they're good.
So the Virgil Hilts NE at the Alligator Lounge this Friday. Do you know what time the show starts?
I think 9 o'clock.
9-ish.
Yeah. Be there. So this is one that, that I'll be doing there, and this is a song about missing someone so much that you would dig them up.
When they found me out there with the shovel in my hand, it was dark, dark and cold. I just could not admit you were gone, so I tried. Don't you know what I would do just to see you time, just to touch you once again, just to see you and just to be with you, just to see you one more time. Though I know it's not you, but the thing that was yours got me out there in the dark. By the light of the moon, I will sing your favorite tune as I come closer still, just to see you one more time, just to touch you once again, just to see you one more
That's Shovel, and you're listening to E! Live on Brave New World. That's a song that you can see him perform this Friday night at the Alligator Lounge. Now, will you be on your own or with a band at the Alligator?
I'll be all by myself.
That's very brave of you.
Yeah, really brave. If you, I've been through some recent character building experiences. It's great in the right setting, you know. And it's good when it's not a bar full of drunk frat boys. I'll put it that way.
I don't believe I've ever seen a frat boy at the Alligator Lounge, so...
Yeah, that it should work okay there, I hope.
Be safe.
Yeah, I hope so.
Just the hardcore E! Fans will be there.
Yeah, no, I did do a drunk frat boy gig recently.
Ouch.
With guy, you know, drunk frat boys come up to the stage going, "You suck!"
Oh, how lovely.
Right in my face. I took it as a badge of honor.
Good, good for you. I have... I will make an observation, which is that... conversing with you versus watching you play is sort of like two different personalities. When you, what you sing about comes across when I talk to you, but then when you sing, you suddenly seem to have a whole new confidence.
Well, I kind of have like this, the entertaining, funny guy thing that I do like on stage when I'm in a good mood is all kind of an act. You know, I think it's like a little... You know, it's like a defense thing that I built up when I was a kid, and, you know, I'm a born entertainer, you know, but that's the kind of the phony part. So when I play, it's like I can be the real me, I guess. I know that sounds really corny.
Well, no, but what's interesting is that when you play, you're singing about kind of the bad things that you see about your life, you know, and kind of... how down it gets you, but you don't act like that when you play. You act pretty... when you're playing, you're acting pretty happy, whereas when you're not playing, you are acting pretty much like your life is hell.
That's why everybody gets in band, besides to meet girls.
To
that's
forget.
The other reason. Or to meet boys, because there's a lot of girl bands. No.
That's right.
Or whatever.
Or meet whoever.
Yeah.
Meet whoever you want.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans now? We're sort of, just to put a positive spin on it, we're kind of celebrating your release, your freedom from a label. And
I am a free agent.
Are you quite anxious to get back on a label, or maybe you should go the indie kind of self-release thing?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, now that I'm not in bed with PolyGram, as they say, I'm not sure, you know... I'm not sure if I should sleep around for a while or if I should...
Play the field.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm, you know... This
you
is
can
all
do whatever you want. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, I guess. Woohoo!
As opposed to having PolyGram tell you, here's when we're going to release your next record and here's how we're going to work it and you're going on tour with this person. It's all kind of up to you now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they never said any of that anyway.
Well.
No, I don't know. What do you think I should do? What are your suggestions?
I am hopefully not going to get in big trouble for saying this, but I'm against major labels pretty much, and I think everyone should release their own stuff. I hate it that a label has to get between a band and their audience, and I just see labels doing a lot more harm than good.
Hmm.
Sorry to say.
Interesting.
So I recommend the indie route. Either do it yourself or put it on a really small label. And
I don't want to be a record company, so
yeah.
I would have to.
Well, you can find. There's lots of good artists now that are run by labels. I mean, labels that are run by artists.
Yeah, that's true.
Which would be the way to go.
Well, you know, any aspiring record moguls out there, give me a call.
Very aspiring. We don't want the big moguls yet. We want the people that are going to let E! Do it in
whatever.
His own way.
I got to pay the rent.
You know. Okay. You can... I can afford to be a lot more idealistic than you since it's not my rent that we're talking about.
Right.
You're listening to E! On A Brave New World. This is Tricia Halloran. And next we're going to hear from The Debt, right? A song called Mental?
Yes, a song about my my current mental illness. Now, this is a song... I guess this is about, like, if you're someone who doesn't accept, like, all the crap that's shoved down our throats daily, then... You know, if you grow up in the Midwest or something, I think you're always like a weirdo or something if you're smart. You know, if you're smarter than all the people that just take whatever's given to them, and that's kind of what this is about, I guess. Mm-hmm.
It's like I dressed up in my mama's clothing. It's like I'm talking to a voice that doesn't exist. It's like I got a wire crossed upstairs, but all I want is just a little truth, and that's it. Far away and vacant look in his eyes. I turn the channel but nothing's changing. The only truth is that everything is a lie.
It's a work in progress by E, and it's a song called Mental, which he brought to us on a debt. And here we are chatting with E in the studio. He's moved over to the lovely baby grand piano that we have. Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn you on. Say that again.
I'm as mental as ever.
As mental as ever, but we're hearing kind of a whole new, this sort of socio-political side of E as opposed to the broken-hearted E.
Oh, man, when you put it that way, okay.
I like the new stuff. It's great.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I am kind of a sap, and I probably would have been happy if you would have just kept writing love songs, but this is great to see this.
Well, that song, Shovel, is a love song. You know, it's just not a breakup song. It's, you know, I mean, I think it's like a really the best kind of love song. You know, it's
another person's dead?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds, on the surface, like kind of a sappy love song, except that the subject matter makes it a little more intense than that. I mean, what's more horrible than or romantic than missing the love of your life and there's no way she's or he's coming back?
It's pretty tragic.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I like to see a little happiness at the end of the tunnel, but you're right that I guess it is the purest expression.
Well, for me, the light at the end of the tunnel is the music, and it's the recording of that song that I've done is a very upbeat, kind of bouncy kind of music track that goes with those lyrics. So that's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's okay to feel miserable today. You know?
Some of the new stuff you're playing has a lot more, it's more rockin' kind of, isn't it? Or is that my imagination? Like that first track was really...
Yeah.
lots of good guitar.
Yeah, you know, you can only go so far doing certain stuff, and I, you know, I'm, you know, I like to change, you know, from record to record, and, you know, those are the kind of artists I've always admired, the ones that, you know, one year Neil Young's doing a country record, and one day he's doing a computer record, and one day he's doing the Swedish disco hillbilly dance thing.
Well, don't lay any Swedish disco on us tonight.
That'll, I'll save that for next visit then.
Okay. So what will we hear next?
This is another new tune on Brave New E. This is one called Beautiful Freak. And this is how I feel about each and every one of you out there in Radioland.
You're such a beautiful freak. I wish there were more just like you. You're not like all of the others, and that is why I love you. Beautiful freak, beautiful freak, that is why I love you. Beautiful freak, beautiful freak. Some people think you have a problem. That problem lies only with them. Just 'cause you are not like the others, well, that is why I love you. Beautiful freak.
Beautiful Freak by E on the Brave New World Baby Grand. I guess it actually belongs to KCRW, not Brave New World.
It did. Is this the same piano Ricky Lee Jones played?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Everybody plays that piano. Leonard Cohen, well, not Leonard Cohen, but yeah, a lot of people have played on it.
Cool.
It's kind of exciting.
Very.
It's got a lot of history.
I can feel it.
You can feel the vibe.
Yeah.
So you can catch E at the Alligator Lounge this Friday, and I would recommend doing so with the Virgil Hilts, who are also recommended. And so this the studio work that we're hearing, the Dats, are all done in your home studio, and you've played
Yeah.
Pretty much all the parts on it.
Yeah, it's just my little 8-track basement thing. Echo Park's finest.
There seems to be a big scene going on in Echo Park in Silver Lake right now.
There is? No one invited me.
I guess you're missing out on it.
What's going on there?
Well, there seems to be a kind of renewed pride in that area by bands that are from and around there and that play around there. They had a festival recently where bands played like 3 nights in a row at Silver Lake venues, and there just seems to be this whole kind of East Side pride thing happening.
Well, I guess
mostly it's more kind of punk and real indie rock. So, but you should get in there and spice it up a little bit.
Once again, I guess I wasn't on the guest list.
Oh no, I didn't mean to point that out.
That's okay. I mean, I don't really identify with with the East Side or anything. I mean, I am an East Sider as far as living in Los Angeles goes, but it's, you know, not for that many years.
Your name's E. You live on the East Side in Echo Park.
That's right.
But working on your own, do you find that more inspiring or easier than working with a band? Is that kind of a control freak thing? Or?
Yes. Yes, beautiful freak is actually
beautiful
control freak. Yeah, I do have a thing with that, I guess. I like being able to do all the parts.
Is that because you hear exactly how you want it in your head and you can't get it that way unless you do it?
It's that, and it's just, you know, I guess, I mean, I became a solo artist in the first place because, like, when I was growing up in Virginia and I had, you know, in, you know, my high school bands and stuff, it would always be a problem with one of the members of the band, you know, would insist on playing an Eagles song or something, and I'd just have to quit, you know? So, you know, it's just hard to deal with all that kind of stuff. It's just so simple this way.
But it must be more time-consuming.
I think it's probably less time-consuming, really. It's, you know, I do everything really quick. I don't, you know, I'm much more into capturing the moment than belaboring, trying to get it perfect, obviously.
But all the same, you won't let me just randomly play a track from these debts.
There's so many songs on there, who knows what you would get. You know, if you want to play roulette, I couldn't do it.
I don't. You couldn't do it? I don't want to do it. I just wanted to tease you about it a little bit.
Well, I appreciate the tease.
So, but we are going to hear another track right now that was approved to play by E, and this is another work in progress. And that was not it. But here it is.
Big if you will. You and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can a courtyard, an ocean of violets and bloom. Strike curious poses. I feel the heat between me and you. How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Touch, if you will, my stomach. Feel how it trembles. sunset. You've got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves have pride. How can you just leave me standing? Owning a world that's so cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
It's a man called E covering When Doves Cry. Now, why did you pick that particular song to cover? I mean, you've done a couple covers, but...
Because everybody else is doing it.
Just jumping on the Prince bandwagon.
I figure, why not me? Yeah. That's why. I'd heard of other people doing it, and I thought I could do it better.
That's a great version of it. I mean, I hear lyrics in there that I did not even know. Not that I spend a lot of time listening to Prince.
Yeah, there's a couple lyrics that you wouldn't quite catch on the Prince version.
It's terrific.
And they're good lyrics.
They are good lyrics. Yeah. He's a good songwriter.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really heavy stuff going on in that song.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff about the mother and, you know, maybe I'm more like my mother and my father and all that. That's pretty heavy stuff for a number one hit of the year.
I bet most people couldn't even tell you what it was about, even if they own the record.
Oh, I know what it's about.
Well, good. I'm glad you're exposing it for the world to see. Well, maybe not the world, but for some people. So go see E at the Alligator Lounge on Friday, and I'd like to recommend your albums on Polygram, but how does that work now?
Yeah.
Do you still get money from that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care. I recommend them either way. They're good records.
I don't want Polygram to get the money for it. So I'm shocked to you. I'm mad at them now.
No, a lot of my friends work there, and
right.
I want to make them filthy rich, so...
Make them, and maybe they'll regret dropping you, which would be good.
Yeah.
If they felt bad about it.
Well, I know they feel very bad about
okay.
it.
Okay.
And as they should, but you know, it all makes sense.
So E has two terrific albums out on Polygram: Broken Toy Shop, the most recent, and the first one, titled A Man Called E. And you can catch him this Friday at the Alligator. And we're actually about to give away tickets for that. The Alligator Lounge gave us tickets for it.
All right. Okay.
A little more hype.
Yeah.
But thanks a lot for coming by. This was really fun. I'm glad that we hooked up.
Thanks for coming. I listen to you all the time, and it's really a pleasure to be here finally.
Well, thanks. It fits right in. So we will see you Friday and look forward to it, and thanks for bringing all your stuff.
Thank you.
We're going to go out. Now, what do you vote for? I was trying to decide whether to play Raincoat or Permanent Broken Heart. What do you think?
Well, I know you like Raincoat.
I like both of them a lot.
Oh, you like Permanent Broken Heart? Because nobody, I never hear that anywhere.
Really?
Let's play that one. That's a good sappy one.
Here it is. And I am the queen of sap.
And so since I was talking about it.
Here we go. Okay. Permanent Broken Heart by E.